This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. The Cirrus Quartet is a saxophone quartet based in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan, and they're IPR's latest Soundgarden project ensemble in residence. The members of the Cirrus Quartet are in Studio A today to play some music and talk about what they're going to be up to during their residency. We're talking with members Samuel Deshawn and Laura Ramsey. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, great to see you.
So what got you as an ensemble interested in being part of this Soundgarden project that we do here? Like, what had you heard about it that made you want to participate?
We've had some friends that have done the Soundgarden project in the past. We're friends with the Five Mind Reed Quintet and the Blue Quartet. And, you know, in talking to them, they had a super positive experience here. And I think we wanted to dive into some kind of performance strategies with Matt Schlomer and just playing music in a different place other than the concert hall.
What we're doing in our own musical journey is trying to connect with as many audiences as possible. And what better audiences than everyday people who have a minute of their time to spare, you know, whether they're filling up their gas or waiting for their coffee. And, you know, just putting ourselves in these awkward places, if we're able to connect with people in those contexts, what's stopping us from connecting with them in a more traditional concert hall setting?
Yeah, and we are talking to you folks while you're still sort of in orientation here, learning the ropes of what the Soundgarden project is all about with the artistic director, Matthew Schlomer. What are you most looking forward to in the coming days and week or so of your residency?
I don't think I would have said this 3 days ago at the beginning of our residency, but I am super excited to keep doing the sound samples that we've been doing for the past couple of days. It is, as Sam said, really awkward at first, just walking up to a random person. But I've been really surprised with the amount of energy they give back to us when we walk up to them. And it's really nice to just connect with seemingly random people through our music.
Well, we're going to talk a little more about those sound samples here in a minute, but we're going to give our listeners more than just a sample right now. We're going to hear a whole piece, a whole movement of a piece. This is the movement Extrovert, which is a movement from the larger work Ambivert by Carolyn Schubring. This is the Cirrus Saxophone Quartet in IPR's Studio A.
Thank you.
The movement is called Extrovert, and it's from a larger work called Ambivert by Carolyn Shubring, performed in IPR Studio A by the Saris Saxophone Quartet. They are IPR's latest Soundgarden Project ensemble in residence. We're talking with members Samuel and Laura here in Studio A. Now, you folks have played lots of formal recitals. You were gold medalists at Fish Off earlier this year, but as you were saying, Soundgarden is a very different kind of experience. You played very recently at the gas station at Interlochen Corners and the State Park, and I heard there was even a dumpster recital. These sound samples, how do you approach this? Like, walk me through the process.
I think the first thing that we're always thinking about is providing some credibility. So when we go up to strangers, we present that we're from Interlochen Public Radio. We give our name, we give a business card or a pamphlet or something, just to show that we're not completely unqualified, you know? And then we try to get to know them a little bit. You know, we're trying to connect with them using music. So we first have to create a relationship. It's not just us talking at them and playing at them. And then we like to associate something that they tell us about themselves with something about the music that we're playing. So we say, we're going to play a game here with this piece. Tell us, you know, maybe they're from Northern Michigan, this area. We say, tell us what season in Michigan this piece reminds you of. And then we go back and we tell whoever, whichever one of us is performing, to go back then and perform the same piece again, but thinking about whatever answer they gave to the game. So we're kind of seeing how that relationship works both ways, both in how they interpret the music, then how the performer is able to change their performance based on what the, you know, the audience is thinking about.
How are people responding? Like, are they into it? Is anyone like, oh, excuse me, I have to go?
It's been surprising to me how much people are receptive to it. We've only had one person really, like, turn away and be like, oh, so sorry, not for me today. But we're learning from Matt Schlomer, there's a certain energy you have to approach this interaction with, because you're essentially creating an awkward interaction. So you create the awkwardness, and then you have to tend to your audience, essentially, even if your audience is just one person. Just figuring out how to get that kind of chemistry right usually results in people being very open and very willing to participate with us.
What's been your favorite interaction or response so far? We're just a couple days in here.
Earlier today, actually, we were at the State Park, and Laura and I were playing for a really nice family, you know, a group of family members who had all come to go camping, and they brought all their dogs, and we started performing, and one of the dogs started singing along with us, and the dog was barking and howling, and it wasn't that the dog didn't like the music, they were wagging their tail, and it was just so enjoyable to you know, because then the family really opened up even more, and they were filming their dog and filming us, and I think, you know, to just see how the music was able to even affect a dog, you know, let alone human beings. It was just a really fun environment and something that was quite unique.
Well, I don't have a dog here in Studio A today, unfortunately, but I promise not to howl along with the next piece that you're going to play. This is one of the slower movements from the Holberg Suite by Edvard Grieg, performed by the Saris Quartet, IPR's latest Soundgarden Project ensemble in residence here in IPR's Studio A.
Thank you.
We heard a movement from Edvard Grieg's Holberg Suite, performed by the Saris Saxophone Quartet in IPR's Studio A. They are IPR's latest Soundgarden project ensemble in residence. We've caught a few minutes with them here as they are doing their orientation for IPR's Soundgarden project. They've already been at the State Park here in Interlaken and Buds and the gas station at Interlaken Corners. So, folks, you are headed to Frankfurt soon, and you're going to be focusing your residency in Frankfurt. Where might folks find you in Frankfurt?
Our final concert is at the Oliver Arts Center, so it culminates there on Thursday night. And we're also doing some more sound samples there, I think, at local parks.
So if I just walk up and down the street in Frankfurt, like Tuesday or Wednesday, I might run into one or more saxophones.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Okay. The Saris Quartet is IPR's newest Soundgarden project ensemble in residence. They'll be popping up in Frankfurt this week and capping off their residency Thursday evening with a concert at Oliver Arts Center. It's free, but you do need to reserve a ticket. All the details are at soundgardenproject.org. Samuel, Laura, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having us.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Jack Connors. Matthew Schlomer is the Soundgarden Project's artistic director. We had additional support from Alexandra Harriman and Scott Clemens. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlaken Public Radio, part of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlakenpublicradio.org.